In answer to my first question, what alternatives are there to schools and colleges? Well, I think increasingly there are many alternatives. We're seeing a whole range of new approaches to providing education and training. We have Google certificates, for instance, where Google is training people in a number of areas that are of direct relevance for Google, and then using that those qualifications to give preference to those with the certificates in hiring. We're seeing in the school system, the Khan Academy, taking on a lot of math teaching to support at the moment schools, but in fact much of that teaching could be handled by parents and students working together. We're seeing MOOC platforms such as Coursera and 2U, which provide certificates and qualifications. So they're not free now like they used to be, but they are much lower cost, for instance, than degrees from universities. And I'll have a section on MOOCs later on. We have other initiatives such as Microsoft's owns LinkedIn Learning, which is providing a whole range of certificates for people in the workforce online. And also we're seeing micro-credentials or badges, which indicate a specific competence or a specific set of qualifications that are below a degree level, but are very much focused on needs of employers and so on. There's a push especially coming from the large techs such as Google, Amazon and Microsoft to commercial education and training. They also have the resources, not only the resources, but the scale to implement large applications of artificial intelligence to education. Again, what they're waiting for at the moment is to work out a successful business model, but there is this massive market for education and training globally, and all they're waiting for is the way to scale this up and find a good way of making money from such business. So the threat is there. So that brings to the second question. Do you think schools, colleges, universities need to change the way they teach? I think that if schools and colleges and universities don't change, there's a real potential for fragmentation. I think that, for instance, we could see a split between commercial teaching and commercial teaching and training for what I would call the non-elite, those who can't afford massive fees, and residential universities for those that can afford them. I see also publicly funded research institutes for pure research, but increasingly giving money to commercial organisations for commercially applied research, such as, for instance, improving electric cars and telecommunications and so on. So these things are already there in embryo, and which way society goes depends very much on how schools, colleges and universities react over the next few years, whether they can maintain their relevance and increase their relevance, or whether increasingly they'll be outflanked by large commercial providers. I think it's essential then that schools, colleges and universities increasingly supply value for money. They can't afford to be seen as outdated and non-responsive to society's needs. And that applies especially to the teaching. It's not so much that new developments are high tech, although that's quite important, that there are a lot more tools and methods for teaching, such as online learning. But more importantly, is the teaching skills focused, focused on the skills that learners will need in the 21st century. And I emphasize learners here are not necessarily employers. And really, if teaching is to be done successfully and applied to these skills, I think it's really got to come from within the institution themselves, from teachers, faculty, and senior administrators. And one of the aims of this book is to help those people, yourselves, to be able to make this kind of change so that the teaching is relevant to the needs of society.